Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Dr. Don DeYoung, a professor, scientist, and astronomer, will join me here at the broadcast table in a moment on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Don, in addition to his other credentials, is a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. Don and I will cover a potpourri of issues in our conversation today, and they will include the issue of space tourism, global warming, and aliens in outer space. You do not want to miss this conversation. Keep the dial right where it is. Don DeYoung comes to join me at the broadcast table right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. If you are a person interested in staying up to date with events happening in this world that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, you need to visit on a daily basis my website, prophecytoday.com. There on the home page, we list the top 10 news stories around the world that do indeed have a connection to the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word. May I suggest that you go to my website, bookmark it, and then do make a visit daily to that website to find out the latest events happening in our world that could well be setting the stage for God's prophetic plan to be played out. That's prophecytoday.com. Dr. Don DeYoung is coming Mike's side again. I really enjoy each and every conversation I have with Don. And this last week when I was trying to arrange to put this interview in place, I got a hold of Don and he said, "You'll never guess where I am." I said, "Okay, tell me." He was at the airport in Las Vegas, Nevada, getting ready to board a plane to go home in Indiana. And I said, "Well, why have you been out there?" Now, Don, the 7 previous days before you got to the airport, you had an exciting adventure. Tell everybody about it.
Well, yes, Jimmy. We spent a week at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Sometimes we hike, but this time we chartered powered rafts. There were actually a group of 28 of us, and I was one of the leaders. And we rafted 200 miles along the Colorado River through Grand Canyon National Park. Very warm in the summertime, but it's just a wonderful corner of creation with rocks and waterfalls and stars at night.
Well, I mentioned he was an astronomer. He is a professor. He is a scientist, but indeed a creationist as well. And that's one of the reasons to go to Grand Canyon, the proof of creation there, correct?
Well, yes, Jimmy. In fact, when we are down in the canyon looking at rock formations and all of the details, we see multiple evidences, especially for the Genesis flood, for that global flood. We can see the rock layers. We can actually see where the earth was scoured right down to the bedrock before the sedimentary rocks began to form. So it's a wonderful outdoor laboratory verifying that Old Testament event, Noah and the Genesis flood.
How old are you, Don?
Well, I'm in my mid-70s.
Mid-70s. Can you believe that, folks? I would dare not try such an adventure. But I'm envious of my good buddy Don DeYoung on that trip to the Grand Canyon. Well, Don, I wanted to get a hold of you. I've got a potpourri of items I wanted to discuss with you, so we'll do it here now. Richard Branson, or should I say Sir Richard Branson, had a flight with his space airplane into what they say is outer space. I'm wondering, how in the world did he do that without the gear of an astronaut and be able to float in space like that?
Well, Jimmy, this whole space age has come a long ways, and those entrepreneurs are able to come up with a new technology. That rocket that recently went up 80 miles, it's not your typical rocket. It's more of a space plane. It was actually dropped off another plane at a high altitude, and then it shot upward to just above our atmosphere. Yeah, they don't wear all of the outfits that we see from the Apollo days, but they are certainly high-tech, well-cared for. Of course, space exploration always has its risks, but it's quite an adventure.
I know Branson is getting involved in space tourism in the near future, and that's the whole purpose for his flight. What are your thoughts about space tourism? Is that going to be successful? Should we be doing? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's all positive, Jimmy. People have been, we are given an interest in exploring. I even think of Scripture where it talks about searching things out is a glory. It's a built-in adventure that we look for. And I might add, Jimmy, this whole area of private enterprise going into space is so interesting. It shows the value, really, of the U.S. and our free market economy, where there can be competition for private enterprise to go into space. You simply would not see that in countries which have central planning. That kind of individual progress does not occur. So I think this is all a good vote of confidence for the U.S. system of government.
You know, I would not be surprised to hear that Dr. Don DeYoung was on one of those space flights with the adventurism that's in his being. Well, let me get some other items I want to ask you about. The global warming. We've heard a lot about how hot it is out in the Midwest and out in the West. In fact, some records have been broken. Is this anything significant as it relates to global warming?
Well, I would believe that it does tie together. The fact is, this unusual heat is not expected. It's not the typical year. So global warming becomes a good place to look as a reason. It may or may not. By the way, at the bottom of the canyon, it was well over 100 degrees by day and by night. Of course, that area is always warm in the summertime. So yes, we may be on the front end of some warming taking place. As we've discussed before, Jimmy, the world's climate is always changing. It's always making adjustments. And during our present decades, we are in an area of slight warming across the Earth. In previous centuries, there's been cooling, there's been warming. Lots of factors come into play. I'm sure that there are some social effects going on, but there are lots of other natural effects as well. So many variables that there is unknowns that we live with. But just to realize that we have the promise from Scripture that seasons will continue, whether it gets warmer, whether it gets cooler, it's not going to be the demise of mankind. God's running the system.
And he is still in charge. May I suggest that you go to my website, bookmark it, and then do make a visit daily. That's prophecytoday.com. Well, there's another item I want to cover with you as well. There's been a lot of reporting of what people believe may be aliens in outer space that they've been able to observe recently. And many governments, including, for example, the United States and the European Union, accumulating information about what they say would be aliens in space. What do you think about this that is being reported? Is it real? What could be the reasoning for these sightings?
Well, Jimmy, there certainly are unknown objects that have been observed by the military and by individuals. I would not call them aliens from outer space. Could be a number of explanations for this. It's interesting that during the past year, during this pandemic, people have been free at home and looking at the sky more often and seeing and reporting on unknown lights in the sky. And maybe that's a reason for this surge in the whole area. And our government decided they better tell us as much as they know, which isn't very much. Anyway, there are things we just don't understand very well. And whether they are recording and seeing drones or weather balloons or aircraft or atmospheric phenomena, the list goes on and on of just what these might be. But we can say with certainty that after a whole lifetime of this space age, there's no evidence for life anywhere else in the universe other than right here on planet Earth. plenty of unknowns right here around our own planet of things that we don't understand very well. Might also mention, Jimmy, that we are so remote, the nearest nighttime star to us is 4 light years away. With our current technology, it would take probably 50,000 years for such a trip. So even imagining aliens would not make such a long venture. In fact, the best way to look might be radio signals from space, and we do that. We listen to space, but all we hear is static, nothing intelligent out there other than perhaps the spirit world.
I've heard some biblical scholars refer to what these sightings are would actually be demonic activity. Is that a possibility, Don?
Well, certainly, Jimmy. You know, Satan is a deceiver. He's called the angel of light. And it could well be that if people want to go down that route of thinking of aliens and evolve life and have that whole area, that Satan will accommodate them, whether that's playing tricks with their mind or even showing some kind of light. That is certainly a possibility, along again with natural phenomena.
I remember Jesus in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24, used the word deception 4 times as the number one sign that the second coming, the return to earth of Jesus, was about to happen. The devil's going to be very active in the last days, isn't he, Don?
Well, yes. Of course, he's active today and tomorrow as well. And again, Jimmy, one of the possibilities for that whole area of unknown lights in the sky, get people thinking about aliens, you know, that could be used as a false evidence for evolution. If life evolved spontaneously on the Earth, then it should have happened elsewhere. And so that's how a lot of these lights are interpreted.
Dr. Don DeYoung, a good friend of us here on Prophecy Today, a great broadcast partner and an adventurer just returning from a trip of 7 days in the bottom of the Grand Canyon out in Nevada. Well, I hope you've been able to rest up a bit, Don. Get ready for your next trip, but thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good visiting with you.
Very interesting conversation with Don DeYoung as we covered a potpourri of items, including space tourism, global warming, and the last issue, aliens in outer space. You know, if indeed what has been observed as alien objects or creatures from outer space may well be satanic creatures used to deceive the world in this time in history. Jesus Christ, in his Olivet Discourse, did mention satanic deception. That would be a major sign of his return, the second coming to the earth. And he said that in Matthew chapter 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24. No one knows for sure what people are observing in our atmosphere today. However, we do know for sure Satan will deceive the world in the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. If you are a person interested in staying up to date with events happening in this world that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, you need to visit on a daily basis my website, prophecytoday.com. There on the home page, we list the top 10 news stories around the world that do indeed have a connection to the prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word. May I suggest that you go to my website, bookmark it, and then do make a visit daily to that website to find out the latest events happening in our world that could well be setting this stage for God's prophetic plan to be played out. That's prophecytoday.com. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when I will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.